Next, we have reading for us a Veronica Noschel. So I welcome Veronica. Thank you for coming.
I'm reading today from my second book, Murder of Crows. The first one, there are still copies available as well, so buy them, feed me. The first poem I'm reading is called Hail. Holy cards with their gilded edges and paintings of people in robes, yellow light like afros circling clean faces. I like to look at them. Cool blue Mary, holy queen with stars and snakes under her feet. The faint smear of glitter and Vaseline lends softness. Warm dirt roads and unblemished kids, clean and bewildered. The smell of dry crusting upholstery glue, old car smell. My father shaking the last drops from a crushed white can, parking at the church. The heat, sun shoving its way through dirty windows, the beer-scented haze pinning me against worn upholstery and sharp silver seatbelts, hot as irons. Believe. Believe, heretic. My mother's voice like nausea, hissing whispers about sin and lateness, opening the heavy church doors, unleashing the smell of an icebox, the pounding of the auto harp, harsh and angelic, the strings of leering angels. Mother of mercy. The small white missile, square and solid in my hands, flecks of guilt rubbing off on my fingers, lost halo glitter. I turn tissue pages, thin as eyelids, closed against the stare of the priest. Late again, he will take me aside Monday, ask me why, and I will stare at the little card holding my place in the prayer book as if I couldn't recite the words by heart. Your light, your sweetness, and my hope. Amen, covenant, blood, bodies. Given up for you. I only wanted to be Lucia, to see the Virgin in blue come down, say, you are chosen, girl, you aren't from this dusty place. It was a test, no, an accident. We're sorry, baby, leaving you in this sun-baked hell. Look now, child, your wings are behind you, like Dorothy's shoes they always have been. At night, alone, I would curl them around me like a viral wall. Ball up under steel gray feather like a sleeping pigeon. To thee we cry, poor banished children of Eve. Dove calls and the clasp of warm hands. But she didn't show and wouldn't read the script. Not for me, not for Lucia. She said, you, pray the worry beads and threw the sun at us. Sin on our middle school souls like dried lunchroom spaghetti on white uniform shirts. Red like viscera, like our featherless guts. To thee we lift up our sighs, you always looking slightly drugged, virgin to the left of the altar, snake curled between your ankles, caressed. He doesn't bite, mother, though we watch for movement, a twitch or bleeding eyes, dreading a miracle. Praying hard that we won't be the ones touched by the miracle, mothers, let it not be done to me as you say, and forgive our transgressions in parking lots of movie theaters, where we bought tickets to G-movies and maybe silent tastes of heaven under an altar boy, mourning and wailing in this valley of tears. And in echoing halls, we whispered stories like the secular traded bubblegum cards, miracles by proxy. Someone else saw her crying blood, weeping for our soiled bodies. But Maria's mother says you have to keep a distance. Mary falls in love with little girls. Mary loves your voice, your pale, closed knees. She loves you so much, she kills you, like only a mother can, holding your hand while you swallow magic white beads. Tie the cord into a noose. Thank you. The next one's called Stone Fruit. And it's appropriate because it's a summer poem. Red and yellow cherries, spitting pits, juvenile and kinetic. We drive in the heat. Our tongues agile and strong, hurling wooden lumps like catapult stones through open windows, looking for ramshackle stands, selling more. Beaches pass like bored commuters, stone and sand black as the oil-slick cormorants observing us like sentinels. Little red car and wet, gritty sneakers. The sun melts over us and the Cyclops tourist cameras. Fires in the night call like rushing engine sirens. Seawater and chlorine pools. I want to go on forever past Mexico. Talk to you in new languages, tongues loosened by the topographical bumps of pits, the curl of sweet flesh. You stop at every beach to feel the sand. On rock, I watch the parking cars growl softly and struggle not to fall in love with the sand, your glittering laugh, and everything else I cannot hold. I'm a very big Shakespeare fan, and you'll notice this in some of the upcoming poems. This one's called Next Time Mercutio. I used to scream at the page, Juliet, go to Mantua. Don't let him go alone. He won't save any poison for you. But now I want you to remember the four of us sharing vodka in two coats after the play. I want you to remember only two bars in town and the touch of cold fingers under lacquered tables, the surprise of sandless beaches, and the sticky heart that knows too well the end of the story. Once, I talked to you like I talked to myself, and we clung to each other like we were dying with the mayflies. But I learned since then, more than the way you love soft pulls, wet handjob kisses, and the tales of misled stars, names are a red herring. Cab fare out of Verona costs more than I thought. Lovers never survive exile, and there is more than enough poison for both of us. Love song to the razor-tailed swallow. When we sit in the quiet after, pretending to watch dithering mouths, folded papers, and deaths that don't belong to us trapped in convex glass, I listen to the hollow sound of your heart. A sound like PVC, running water, and a turtle shell. The white noise I think I hear everywhere, an inch from your ribs, a yard, and when you no longer exist for me, an underwater noise. I feel time and the wilt of the cut flowers that canopy your sleeping head, not dead but faltering like a weak ankle. I shake like a dog, drops of fear and sweat flinging off like cold rain. I want to roll in you, my scent disappearing under your warm, rich smell. I am stealthy, imperceptible, invisible like underground aqueducts, here, there, and not. Where the oxygen thins. I look at the sky and wonder if you hold your breath and think of me at times like this, when the hollow core of space calls out in a mawkish baritone, sings songs about asphalt and the smell of ancient wicks. The stars, they conspired Shakespearean style, even as we planned our own kidnapping, like splotches of missing hair, plots to rob the first bank of all that is natural, pantsing fate, kick me signs on the backs of seraphim. We were gods in army surplus boots, shook Zeus on the pavement curve of unknown towns and headlight beams. Our glitter-trimmed power shattered gray abandoned windows, snipping off our halos with rusted bolt cutters and siren hymns. And on Earth, we played the choking games they always tell you not to. Holding my throat, your fingers bunched, my ruby carotid, your hand on my face like cool cloth for the fevered. We played Icarus with air and invisible things. Threats and promises, sometimes love. And when you fall, you are like Caesar, wrapped in white and goose down. And just like theatrics, when you look back for the last time, shattered on flagstones like poisoned fools and star-crossed heroes, I ask, you too, unbelieving. Just a couple more. I'm also a big Patsy Cline fan. She has nothing to do with Shakespeare, but they tend to come together in the things I write. So, this one's called Pieces. Listening to Patsy at dusk, I have to fight not to sing, waking up the tenant napping beside me. It pulls my voice from my throat. I hear the squish of her heart, a smear of self-hate, broken lilies. I clap hands to scare away the scratches at my window. Rats and ghosts sound alike at two. I shake off the prickle of imaginary fleas like the tingle of hairs raised, chills and yawns. In the morning, jelly bean-colored birds, rounded and lazy like gumdrops, procrastinate before flying away as I approach on the sidewalk. The sun is warm like fresh towels, wiping up a spill of gray mist, dissipating ghost shapes. But I say that dusk is my favorite time, when the sun isn't gone and the lights already sing. We live in the in-between time. You look at the sky when I say this, tell me to step back and hand me something broken you find near my soul. I wipe snot on my sleeve and try to remember this dim cold of late summer. It will echo like scratches and burn like candy colors. Hold it closed like the chill of underground warrens and old white houses conjuring temporary magic. The ghosts, little birds, and the mist that makes me sing with Patsy. And I have to read this one because it's called Pigeon, and we had a nice pigeon poem before, so. Slither of sparse, dark hair moving into your jeans, a promise, like grass growing crisscrossed, wild, like the blurry heat that grows upward through the eucalyptus, where bleeding hearts twist through the grass between tired calla lilies, flecks of red like bloodstains on whitewashed porches. The clouds make everything brighter, like a mistuned television or the red patches on blackbird wings. Walking home, I watched the way you bent to crush rosemary between your still warm palms, rubbed them over your shoulders, wrists, neck, stomach. Everywhere I had been to obliterate my smell, a dog rolling in the freshly dead. The last day I saw you, the brunching sun glared like interrogation lamps, the table silent save the titter of endearments I offered a rock dove, pieces of soft bread plucked gently from my fingers. The tilt of a feathered head, bullseye iris reflecting in red the people passing, kicking him lightly with the toes of their shoes. Flying rat. Love turned dingy in the uncaged world. They call his pet store brethren doves. What will they call us? Your wife watches the birds I've dubbed sugar sideways. Her eyes shift when his feathers flicker over my hand, softer than the dead down of pillows, fresher than green. I imagine trust, raw animal kinship. He's not hungry anymore, she says. He pecks now for the attention, to keep your hand still. Behind our table, a door slams, but there is no anger in it, only vacuums and breezes. One last one. This one is called Pet. I replace you with rats and the stern understanding that you will never call. My new small loves eat seeds and other compact life. They thrive on cast-offs. They thrive on my love and dark corners. I touch pink-veined ears with worn fingertips, nudged by white wire fur, quick noises, and the absence of your dry heat, teasing lips. They are quiet. Careful around exacto blade teeth, they leave prone flesh unmarked, knowing the slightest slip draws blood, the way you were once, safe. Survivors, they and I, sewer refugees, we live, hunched for the next blow. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. That was great.